As cases of coronavirus continue to grow in the U.S., Idaho is taking steps to try to slow its eventual migration to the state. Right now, there are no confirmed cases in Idaho, but six people have been tested and dozens are being monitored. James Dawson reports.
The Idaho Department of Health and Welfare began working on its response to the coronavirus in early January, according to officials. Yesterday, Governor Brad Little announced a working group that will coordinate with state and federal agencies on the matter. Little also cautioned people against buying up massive amounts of supplies like hand sanitizer.
So if you buy all the hand sanitizer and you buy all the masks, you're actually doing yourself a disfavor because, that really doesn't do you much good if everybody else around you is sick.
Instead, he says keep a reasonable supply on hand and take other steps to avoid contracting or spreading the virus. Wash your hands often, cover your mouth when you sneeze or cough, and above all, stay home if you're sick. Idaho was one of the first states able to test for the virus. Little hasn't asked insurance companies to fully cover the cost of the test, but he says it's an option as testing becomes more common. From the Capitol, James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.